Governor Cuomo says New York City's stop-and-frisk police procedure has unfairly led to the arrest of thousands of mainly young Black and Hispanic men. They were caught with possession of small amounts of marijuana. The arrests often lead to criminal records with lifelong consequences, the governor says.
The effect of a criminal conviction on a young person can alter the trajectory of your entire life.
The criminal records can prevent the young person from getting college aid or living in public housing. Cuomo says current law regards private possession of 25 grams of pot or less as a violation, with a fine of up to $100. He says public possession, especially if it comes to light as the result of a stop-and-frisk search by police, should now also be classified in exactly the same way.
I mean, look at what you're saying. Young person has a small amount of marijuana in their pocket, and that's a violation. That's a fine. Police officer says, turn out your pockets, and now it's a crime. I mean, who could defend against that?
The governor says there is a difference between possessing marijuana and smoking it in public or selling the drug, which he thinks should still be classified as crimes.
This society does want to discourage the use of marijuana in public, on the street. Smoking a joint, I think, is a different level of activity than having it just being in possession of it.
Cuomo has the backing of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the city's police chief, Ray Kelly. Commissioner Kelly attended the announcement.
This law will make certain that the confusion in this situation will be eliminated.
The proposed change to the law would also apply to all areas outside of New York City, including upstate and on Long Island. Democrats in the state assembly support the bill. Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries with the legislature's Black and Hispanic caucus says the arrests and their consequences are racially inequitable.
The overwhelming majority of people who have been arrested as a result of the way that the statute is currently written come from the Black and Latino community. Even though statistics and studies consistently show that marijuana possession and use is far more racially diverse. In fact, there are some studies that have shown that affluent younger whites use marijuana in equal, if not greater, numbers.
Cuomo does not yet have agreement for the further decriminalization of marijuana from the Republican-led state Senate. The governor also stopped short of criticizing New York City's controversial stop-and-frisk police policy, saying that's between the police department and the communities they protect. And the governor continues to hesitate on whether or not to back bills that would legalize marijuana for medical purposes. He says he considers that an entire separate matter, and he's currently reviewing it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.